Hi, I'm downstairs at the Roxy with Liv Laurent, the choreographer behind Blood, Sweat and Tears. Liv, you've been in Edinburgh a week. What have you been your highlights so far?
It's been great to be here and develop Blood, Sweat and Tears every day in the same venue in this brilliant Roxy Art House and experience different audiences coming in. There's world-class presenters mixed up with the general public in an extremely buzzy environment, and it's brilliant to be part of that and to refine every day the show as we develop the experience of doing it in front of a live audience.
Okay, so what was the starting point for your ideas behind Blood, Sweat and Tears?
I became a mother for the first time 2 years ago, and at that point I thought that I had experienced everything about love. I knew everything about love, and then I realised that this was a whole new world, a whole new type of love that surprised me how deep, profound and how much it overwhelmed me. This unconditional love for my baby was something that unified me with every single other woman who had a child, who I spoke to, all felt very similar commitments and overwhelming passion and the sense of falling in love with this little new person that takes over your whole life. And ultimately, the shock of how your romantic love is suddenly challenged by that, because suddenly your arms are full of baby rather than each other as a couple. And I felt very much that, like a lot of my work, I had to speak about what this new truth was that I was experiencing in my life and share it, because I knew that I wasn't the only one. Many, many, many of us who go through this are going through exactly the same profound experiences. And I wanted to connect, I suppose, with other people who've been through it, and also to put into dance the enormous and beautiful and terrifying experience that having a new baby is.
For those who haven't been able to get down to Edinburgh and see the show, what can we expect from it when you take it on tour?
When we go on the national tour this autumn and spring, what people will be able to see is everything that everybody's been able to see in Edinburgh and more, because in Edinburgh we've been doing the first part of Blood, Sweat and Tears, which is a 30-minute duet. When we go on tour, we'll be showing the rest of the work, which is with an ensemble of 7 dancers. And we go back in time to this couple's relationship when they didn't have the emotional and physical weight of a baby. And when their life is looked back in nostalgic terms of leaps and flurries and spirals and twists and jumps, and the carefree lightness that you can look back on in your life is all exploded through dance, costume and a wedding celebration within the dance piece, and also a futuristic sense of the third part of the piece is a futuristic sense of the fear of all the dramas of having more and more children, your life being completely overwhelmed by this radical change. So it's 3 parts. There's 1 is the duet in real time, then there's the wedding in past time, and then there is the future hopes, fears, terrors and sense of humour as well, with scenes such as a mountain of babies appearing that drown you as an adult. And there's the ever-present beautiful suspended hourglass in the piece as part of our set design, which I think is very potent and beautiful to watch.
It's the first thing you notice when you come in, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, and it sort of looks like it's sort of suspended magically in the air, and there's something so compelling about watching the sand drip slowly down.
Yeah, and that combined, I think, with the music and some of the movement that they try in the beginning, you kind of, even though they're very happy to have this newborn, you kind of, there's this kind of impending and building in a sense of something's not quite right and something might go wrong.
Yes, yeah. I think that I remember somebody saying to me when I was pregnant, you'll never have a hot dinner together again for years. And I thought, that's ridiculous, of course I will. And I realised they were absolutely right.